actually. I felt a little bit worse than this morning, just in terms of first backup and all that type of stuff. And it's always hard to, in these sprint events, back up with such world-class times these days. But
yeah,
I got through the final, and I think that was probably the toughest part of the 200 kind of series for me. So I'm glad I did that.
Doing the back-to-back in one day.
Yeah, that's the hardest. Today's it was the hardest day I'm going to have this whole meet. So
yeah.
I did the job and I got through. So that's good. I've got a Ryan Lochte and a Sun Yang sandwich. So I think Sun was equal second at the Olympics and Ryan was the place behind him in fourth. So like third. So it's good company. And I think Ryan's got the second or third fastest textile suit swim ever. So it's just awesome company. It's like Pambax, I'm excited to be in that final.
He really went out fast tonight. I guess you've got to be ready for that to happen.
Well, I bottled my splits.
I didn't see your splits.
No way. They thought that world record was going to get broken in like 2 decades, not within 2-3 years.
So, what were
my splits?
we don't have your splits, Ryan certainly went out really hard tonight. Are you prepared for?
I think because this morning, I think he was a bit too laid back and he just scraped in, so he knew how cutthroat it was. So I think he didn't leave anything behind just to make sure he was in that final. And it's good. It's good to see that. That's a world-class athlete setting an example for everyone coming through. Even if you're at that elite level, you can't afford to kind of back off.
So when James Guy started to go in the third lap, what did you think then?
Pretty much, I saw him go, and as he went, it was kind of around the time where my strategy was to pick up the pace in that lap, and I did. But I had to be really careful to not go with him all the way. I had to stick to what I've trained to do and what I was meant to do, because we're two completely different athletes. So if I try to do his race, he's trained it every day, I haven't, so he's got more advantage of me. So I just got to stick to what I do.
So you kind of need to build through the rounds.
It's weird, for some reason, I put all my effort in on all the rounds, but I always manage to descend them. And I'm not sure if it's just learning as I go through, and I learn more about where I'm at. And by the final, I've done it twice already, that I'm in a good position, or it's just mentally I can step up for a final. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a good thing, because then I can get to a final and know that there's always that little bit extra that I can give. The hardest thing is getting to that final.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.